Well, last week, a Chinese fishing trawler caught operating illegally close to the Galapagos Islands was captured with more than 6,000 sharks and protected species on board. The story went viral online, and now many Ecuadorians are calling on their government to take action. Eduardo Jordan investigates.
The Galapagos Islands are an archipelago around 900 kilometers west of Ecuador, and is one of the 24 provinces that make up the South American country. The islands are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Naturalist guide from the Galapagos National Park, Daniela Cox, says the trawler contained protected species.
So 300 tons of different species were found that night. And between the most important ones were the hammerhead sharks, Sphyrna lewini. That's the main species that we are very concerned about because it's in the list of UICN already as a potential species in danger of extinction. Also, they found silky sharks, which are in less importance of threat. However, they are migratory species and other type of fish like yellowfin tuna as well.
The Chinese fishing trawler was caught illegally fishing around the exclusive economic zone of the Galapagos Islands and was fined $5 million, with several of its crew facing jail sentences. Griffith University PhD candidate Andres Pazmiño is researching strategic planning of protected areas and is from the Galapagos Islands. He says the charges sets a precedent in Ecuador.
The sentence obviously sets a precedent of how the newly enacted Galapagos Special Regime Law in 2015 and the new constitution of 2008 can be implemented. So it is very important in the sense that this sets a precedent of how the law can be interpreted and how judges can sentence this sort of environmental crime.
The Ecuadorian law provides rights to the environment, and these were reinforced in court.
The Galapagos Islands are a special regime in Ecuador. They are not governed as any other provinces. The Galapagos Islands are a province, one of the 24 provinces of Ecuador, but governed under a special regime for conservation purposes. The Galapagos Islands are also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So there's a lot of overlapping laws that protect Galapagos from local, provincial, national, and international levels. So the biodiversity in the Galapagos is protected. Additionally, the Constitution of Ecuador recognizes the rights of nature to exist, to evolve, and to maintain its ecological processes. So those are the facts that led the sentence, because this was considered as an environmental crime.
Although it's not the first time this has happened, it's the first time it's become viral. Social media and the internet helped to raise the issue internationally.
There are so many factors that could have influenced this. Galapagos didn't have access to a good internet, a good communication until mid-2005, more or less, when we had access to broadband. So it was very hard for people to communicate these sort of things. Also, the constitution recognizing the rights of nature just was enacted in 2008. And the new Galapagos Special Regime Law, which seeks the conservation of the Galapagos socio-ecological system, was passed in 2015. So it can be because of all these factors combined, or a combination of all these factors.
Ms. Cox says the Galapagos community is waiting for the Ecuadorian government to explain how they will protect the area from future illegal fishing.
The Galapagos community is really looking after their response from the Ecuadorian Navy in terms of the sovereignty and the protection, not only the marine reserve, of course, but also these 180 miles around the Ecuadorian territory, which is the exclusive zone for economics, which is near the Galapagos Islands, and it's the one which allows the Ecuadorian boats to come and fish, but not international.
She says while the incident may show the limits of government power, people power has grown in the process.
We have to consider this topic of Galapagos is just an example of what's going on worldwide by the fact that citizens are the ones becoming more empowered and not just waiting the response directly from the state, even though, of course, it's the obligation from the states to say, hey, this is what we are doing because this is our responsibility. But on the other hand, I completely believe it's a positive impact in the sense that the authorities will have to respond in a quicker way, in a more efficient way about the different obligations they have with the communities.
That story was by Eduardo Jordan.